In this bulletin, the federal government secures a deal to give Australians fast and free access to a potential COVID-19 vaccine. Victoria records its lowest coronavirus case number in a month, and a National Rugby League player gets suspended for 4 games for biting an opponent. My name's Assam Al-Ghalib, and you're listening to SBS News. The federal government has reached a deal to ensure Australians will have free access to a coronavirus vaccine should it be successful. Under the deal with British pharmaceutical company AstraZeneca, every Australian will be able to receive the University of Oxford's vaccine for free should it prove successful, safe, and effective in trials. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the vaccine is in a Phase 3 trial stage, cautioning that there's no guarantee any vaccine will be successful. But he says it's among the most promising and advanced COVID-19 vaccines in development in the world. Mr. Morrison has promised Australia will make sure the vaccine is available to Australia's Pacific neighbors and Southeast Asian partners. A United Nations-backed tribunal in the Netherlands has found a member of the Hezbollah group guilty for the 2005 assassination of former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafiq Hariri. Salim Jamil Ayash has been charged with conspiracy aimed at committing a terrorist act by means of an explosive device, intentional homicide with premeditation by using explosive materials, intentional homicide of 21 people, in addition to the intentional homicide of Mr. Hariri, and attempted intentional homicide of 226 others. While the court found no evidence of direct involvement by the leadership of Hezbollah, which is backed by Iran, or the Syrian government, the judges said the killing was clearly a politically motivated act of terrorism. Presiding Judge David Ray read out the judgment.
Although Mr. Ayash did not act alone, he had an important role in the operation against Mr. Hariri. The trial chamber is therefore satisfied beyond reasonable doubt that the prosecution has proved the guilt of Salim Jamil Ayash on all counts charged in the amended consolidated indictment.
The judges also ruled while they had motive, the guilt of the three other men on trial could not be proven beyond a reasonable doubt. Ayash's sentence is to be decided at a later date. Federal Trade Minister Simon Birmingham says he's troubled and confused by China's planned anti-dumping inquiry into the wine industry. He says he's standing by Australia's winemakers and has dismissed accusations that their product is sold at below market rates. China is the top market for Australian wine exports, worth about $1 billion, and this investigation could take at least a year to complete. Senator Birmingham says while he's ready to have constructive discussions with China, the allegations are perplexing.
And that means that Beijing and Chinese authorities should look at the evidence, and if they look at the evidence and the case that Australia puts forward, they'll find there is no case to find dumping or subsidisation of Australian wine production or exports.
Victoria's Premier has raised concern about a significant fall in coronavirus testing last week as optimism grows about declining case numbers. The state is encouraging all Victorians with any symptoms to take a test so authorities can assess whether to change restrictions based on the results. Daniel Andrews says although 222 new cases have been recorded, which is the lowest in the month, it's not acceptable for testing rates to drop so significantly.
And that data will help us to make the very best decisions because we'll have that confidence that the numbers we're seeing in terms of positive cases are from such a significant sample of testing that we've got a good and complete picture of how much virus is out there across Victoria.
Victoria has reported another 17 deaths, taking the national death toll to 438. New South Wales Health has identified a security guard based at a quarantine hotel as one of its latest coronavirus cases. Authorities are investigating how the guard became infected, but the source is most likely the Marriott Hotel where he worked. Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says the security contractor wasn't infectious while working at the hotel earlier this month.
Let me tell you, we're not going to leave any rock unturned in terms of our search for confirming that there is no further cases linked to this. At this moment, a single case in a security contractor.
New South Wales has recorded 3 new COVID-19 cases in the past 24 hours. In the NRL, Gold Coast Titans captain Kevin Proctor will be suspended for his team's next 4 matches for biting. Proctor has been found guilty of biting Cronulla player Sean Johnson in a game last Saturday, despite Johnson testifying in a disciplinary hearing that he didn't feel like he was bitten. The 31-year-old unsuccessfully claimed he had sinus issues and can only breathe out of his mouth, not his nose, so he had to open his mouth while Johnson had a tight hold on him. He's the first NRL player in 8 years to be suspended for biting and will not be eligible to play again until Gold Coast's game against Manly on the 19th of September. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 18 degrees. Adelaide, showers and wind easing, 14 degrees. Melbourne, showers at 13. Hobart, possible shower developing at 14 degrees. Canberra, showers and windy, 9 degrees. Wollongong, expected to become very windy, 19 degrees. And Sydney, mostly sunny, then becoming windy at 21 degrees. Newcastle, sunny, very windy, 21 degrees. Brisbane, a sunny 28. Cairns, much the same as yesterday, 29 degrees. And Darwin, sunny, 32.